It takes a lot of people to cover the news of your nation. With 5,500 journalists, we have one goal in mind: to deliver you facts you need to form your own opinion every night in primetime. News Nation, coming September 1st to WGN America. Your news, your nation.
All right, it's Dave Plyer here on 720 WGN. So next Tuesday marks the debut of this News Nation they've been talking all about on WGN America. It's an unbiased news program drawing on the local, regional, and national expertise of Nexstar Media's 5,400 journalists in 110 local newsrooms around the country. Rubina Shahbazi is an anchor and reporter for News Nation. We're going to get to know her tonight, and she's joining us on the phone. Good evening, Rubina.
Hi, good evening. Thanks for having me.
Congrats on the new gig, and welcome to Chicago.
Thank you so much.
I know you probably hit a couple restaurants, but, you know, and you can see the Chicago River and our beautiful lakefront from afar. But it's not the Chicago you will eventually get to know.
That's what I hear, but I'm still loving it. I'm really happy to be here, and I love Chicagoans already, so I'm
That's
happy.
Awesome. That's great.
No
That's
complaint.
Great. That's awesome. Well, I was going to say, pandemic, rebuilding our economy, violence on the streets, presidential elections, could not be a better time to bring this type of newscast to the forefront, wouldn't you say?
It is. I agree with you, and I think that there's an appetite for it in this country. I think that the alternatives, they're great at what they do, but what they're doing is talk for the most part, and it's so polarizing right now, and that's not... You know, we think that we can offer an alternative, that we don't need to polarize families and the nation in general, and that there's so much news going on that doesn't have to do with politics. And people want to know what's happening in the country and want to know what's happening in their own communities as well. So, of course, we're not going to neglect politics. That's very important. And we're really just going to make an effort to go back to, you know, traditional journalism and tell both sides of the story. And we are making such an effort to do that with rhetoricians and, you know, people checking our scripts and every word we utter. So
yeah.
I think that it's going to be, you know, it's going to be really good. And I think that the nation is hungry for news right now because things are happening and evolving so quickly. And so much news is breaking. And like you said, it's also an election year.
Well, I have to say, and I'm a loyal guy, but the only newscast in the world that I've watched to this point is like the WGN Morning News, the WGN newscast throughout the day, because I really just get the news. I'm not getting that bias. And, you know, what's on CNN, as you said, Fox, it's all bias. And it's, to me, it's almost more entertainment. I mean, these guys, when they sign up and get their contracts, I'm thinking it's just an entertainment show. It's you know, it's all national opinion on what's going on in the country. But this is a time where I think, you know, I and millions of others, you know, just want to be delivered with the facts. You know, they've got, you know, first of all, we've got to make some decisions for ourselves in the presidential election, and you're just getting pulled from one side to another. So you end up watching everything.
Correct.
So you hear everything and you see everything. But, you know, having one destination where you're just going to get information that you know is not going to be filtered into politics, I think is going to be really, really critical.
Correct. And I think another thing that's really great about what we're doing is that we're utilizing journalists who know their communities, who understand the communities they're reporting in. We're not having people parachute in to whatever latest catastrophe is happening,
right,
and trying to, you know, get a crash course on the background and the history and the players and the people and the context, because we have that already. And we have amazing resources, you know, hundreds of journalists around the country who we can just tap into, who can help us put this product together. So we're really excited about it. And as to your other point, Sean Compton was saying, you know, before, he just wants to be able to have a Thanksgiving dinner and be able to watch a newscast without the family, you know, getting into a fight over, you know, with the liberal uncle and the conservative aunt and the, you know, the down the middle sister-in-law. Like, we need to have a product in this country where people can get the facts, get the news, and it doesn't have to be a fight.
You know, it's funny.
It doesn't have to be polarized.
While I get Sean's point, I know when I sit down to my Thanksgiving dinner with everybody, someone's going to pull that conversation into that direction anyway. They're just bound to do it after a couple of drinks, some football. It's going to be all over at some point. So,
of course. I mean, it's inevitable in a lot of ways, but we don't need to fuel it necessarily.
That's true.
I mean, we can give people information that they can actually use and then discuss it among themselves, you know, make their own decisions and digest the information we're giving them, knowing that it's reliable.
And you're part of the anchor team, and this entire anchor team and their backgrounds around the country, quite impressive.
Yeah, we have a really fascinating, interesting, kind, nice team. I'm so happy to be a part of it. We have, you know, people who understand every part of this country. Like our team, our anchor team, and our team in general behind the scenes, who do so much of the work and deserve, you know, even more recognition, they reflect what this country looks like. You know, we have people from cities, we have a lot of people from small towns, which small towns have largely been ignored. You know, middle America and small towns in general have been ignored by most of the mainstream news networks. I mean, I think it's very focused on New York, LA, and DC. And so we're going to kind of bring those people back into the fold. And we have a really fun, dynamic, smart team. And everyone is bringing some sort of different background and strength, you know, to the product.
And there's great people behind the camera as well. I mean, I've known Jen Lyons and Steve Novak for years. I mean, they're just huge, respected individuals in Chicago and local broadcasting and doing this from a national level. I'm thrilled for them and all the people that got to be involved in this. And the studio is beautiful. And I got to tour the studio a couple times in the newsroom, you know, knowing what was in those WGN-TV studios for years. It's amazing. I know it's truly amazing, yeah. The transformation on how this looks. But I thought, like, just a normal Joe, I'm thinking, you know, why are all these people, you know, leaving their current positions and coming down and doing this? I really didn't even think for a second, well, no, you know, you guys, you're not just turning on the lights really for the first time on Tuesday. For weeks now, you have been doing, it has been off air, but you've been doing pretty much the entire news show from across the country to get this thing polished and ready to go. And I'm thinking to myself, well, yeah, I guess that makes sense, right?
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of doing it any other way. And you're right, Jen Lyons, Sandy Pudar, they're amazing leaders, yeah. And their reputations precede them. And I think that was a big part of what drew me and the rest of the team, frankly, to the, you know, to this, to this new venture, you know, taking a chance on something that we didn't really know what it was. We couldn't really conceptualize how it was going to be, but they knew and they could visualize that and conceptualize that. And they have such a proven track record in this business that it's easy to trust them, and they're very reliable and straightforward and also kind to work for.
That's
so
great.
It's
great to
it's
hear.
Really exciting. And yes, we have been rehearsing, we work long days, and we treat it as if we were on the air.
Live,
I mean, the
yeah.
stress is the same, the pressure is
yeah.
the same.
Yeah.
We're sending correspondents into hurricanes. You know, I've traveled to, I think, 3 states in the past few days.
I was going to say, it probably killed you, because you probably wanted to be on air. You probably, during the middle of this, are like, oh, gosh, I wish people were seeing this.
Yeah, I wish it wasn't a faux show. I call it the faux show.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
But it's really important. I mean, you know how, just being in this business, the technical difficulties and just all the kinks. And so imagine you're bringing in everyone,
yeah.
from the technical people to the anchor team, to the producers, to the zone managers. I mean, everyone is new and coming together. So we had to practice it. And it's really been remarkable and amazing to see it come together the way it has.
So a little bit about yourself here. You were born, I believe, in West Germany, but grew up in a small town in Oregon?
Yes.
Okay.
It's kind of an unusual story. Yeah, my parents lived in Iran, and then after the revolution, my mom actually had to leave by herself. She's Canadian, so she left. My father actually was arrested in Iran. My mother came with one suitcase to Germany. My father later met her there. He did his postdoctoral work there. He was an archaeologist. I was born in Germany. And then we moved to Boston. My parents worked at Harvard, and that was only just briefly. And then we moved to the small town in the mountains of Oregon, and that's where I grew up.
Wow.
We ended up staying there. I think it was intended to be, you know, just a temporary move to kind of get back on our feet.
Sure.
And then I ended up growing up there.
That's awesome.
So I have that. Yeah. So I have that perspective, and I know how important that is. And I have friends, you know, who are like family to me, from small town America, who don't want to fight about politics all the time. They
That's
just
cool.
want to know what's going on.
I'm with you.
And
yeah.
how to make informed decisions.
Yeah. You went to Pepperdine University. You went to Berkeley for grad school. Now, with all this, when did you know you wanted to get into journalism? Was this something as a kid? Was this something in high school? Like, what kind of told you that you want to do this for your life?
Well, I always knew I wanted to write from a very young age. I knew I wanted to write in some capacity. I always loved to write from the time I was like 6 or 7. But as far as the journalism part, I studied journal. I got into journalism kind of on a fluke, actually, in college. I had a friend who was a diehard journalist who was the editor of the college paper, and he knew that I liked to write, and someone like fell through the night before with the deadline when they went to print, and he called me and begged me to write an article, like, please just fill this, I need something, like, here's the topic, just do it. And so that's how I got involved, and then I ended up being an editor on the paper, and then I ended up going to grad school for actually documentary filmmaking. And that kind of morphed into, I got an internship at the local station when, I was supposed to go to Egypt for my internship. My father got very sick, so I didn't go to Egypt. And, then I had to just fulfill my internship requirement at a local TV station, because it was just the only thing I could get, and it was local and it was during the semester. And so I just ended up going there just to satisfy the requirement. And I fell in love with news.
That's,
and I fell in love with TV news.
I was going to say San Francisco, then on to Washington, Phoenix, Los Angeles, Miami, and now Chicago. Pretty impressive. And it's good because you grew up in the small town, but you've seen so many different corners of America in such a short period of time. It kind of makes you so well-rounded for this new gig.
Well, it is really interesting because I have contacts now, and it's so great to be able to use, you know, to follow up on my favorite stories from each market and to call my old contacts and ask them what's going on and to really understand, you know, how to know how to pronounce names of cities that are obscure in, yeah. in like rural Arizona, or, you know, to understand the geography of Washington. You know, you draw on all of it, and I feel like all of this was just my path to culminate here, even though I didn't know it. So I just feel like I'm really in the place I'm supposed to be. I feel so good about the product, about our people, about the network, and just about the country in general. Covering the country in general is such a privilege. It's so great just to be able to say, to be ambitious with your stories. Like, I have a story in Nashville. I'm just going to go do it. Mm-hmm. And in local news, you can't do that. But in local news, you do get trained to, you know, work efficiently, to make do, to be resourceful, and to really get to know your community and to kind of, like, generate enterprise stories that sometimes are left behind on the national level. So I think all of us bringing that in, and our whole team has a lot of local news experience. So it's just really exciting to be able to expand that and pull our skills and backgrounds together to create something really beautiful.
Very cool. Well, what a great pleasure it is to get to know you a little bit tonight. And I'm very excited to see what's crafted here, and my best to you on your success.
Thank you very much for having me. Have a wonderful weekend.